Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. My homily will be a bit shorter than normal this Sunday because we do also have a message to listen to from our bishop regarding the annual diocesan appeal that is beginning this weekend. But it ties in with our gospel today, where we have a different account and a different listing of the Beatitudes, in a sense. Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who hunger. A different episode in which our Lord gives us these blessings and these woes. And one of them that he says to us this day is, "Woe to you who are rich." Now, I think a lot of us, based upon the reality that, you know, most of us, according to American standards, are probably not considered wealthy. And so I think we have a tendency to just assume that Jesus isn't talking to us. I think that would be a mistake. Because when you compare how well off we are to everyone else in the world, or the vast majority of people in the world, as well as over the course of human history, we are by far some of the most materially wealthy people that have ever lived on this planet. And so we need to hear these words as addressed to us to some degree. But what does Jesus mean by them? Woe to you who are rich. Being rich or being wealthy or just being well off and having everything you need is not in and of itself evil. That's not the problem. But the problem is that there's an inherent danger in having a lot of possessions or in having a lot of wealth, or I think maybe for most of us in just kind of feeling secure and well off. The danger is that we could potentially begin to put our trust in those things. Put our trust in our wealth or in our possessions or our success or how well off we feel we are. But our first reading reminds us, cursed is the man who puts his trust in human beings because it's folly. But I think we could also add, who puts their trust in worldly things, in material possessions, in wealth, and in money, because those things are not trustworthy. They are fleeting, and they're temporary. They can be taken from us, and we can't take them with us when we pass from this life to the next. And so we're called not to put our trust in those things. So what are we supposed to do? Well, our readings today tell us, blessed is the man who puts his trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who hopes in the Lord. That is where we are called to find our security and our confidence and our trust is in the Lord, in His providence, in His promise to always provide for us. And so Jesus warns us, woe to you who are rich, be on your guard. Don't let your wealth become your God. And don't let your wealth become that which you put your trust in. And so what are we supposed to do? Well, the church tells us and the gospels tell us frequently, and we have this tradition in our church and as Christians, that we're called to be a people of generosity, that we're called to tithe, that we're called to give alms, because those different acts help us be on guard against the danger of wealth. They help us have a proper perspective by our willingness to give to others, to give to the church, to give to the less fortunate. We guard against the dangers inherent in wealth. A few months ago, I talked to you about tithing and about how the idea of tithing is actually about being thankful, being generous with what the Lord has given us, and putting our trust in Him, that when we give Him what He asks, there will always be enough left for what we need. We may not be always able to buy everything we want to buy or do everything we want to do, but that's okay. There will always be enough for what we truly need. And I just want to quickly mention one other aspect of tithing that I think it's important for us to be aware of. There's a danger, it's a tendency, I think, sometimes that we give God what's left over. You know, we take care of our needs, we take care of our expenses, we pay our bills, and then with what's left over, we'll give something to the church and to God. I hope we see that that's backwards. That God asks us and God deserves the first fruits. We're supposed to give to God from the top of what we have, not from the bottom, not from the leftovers. That's why tithing needs to be intentional. It needs to be planned out. We need to know what we're going to give, not just do it based upon, you know, what we have left over at the end of the month or what we happen to have in our wallet that day. Because God deserves the best. God deserves the first. Because that's what actually requires us to trust Him. Giving to God from what's left over doesn't actually require that much trust, because we've already taken care of all of our concerns. And then with what's left over, we'll say, okay, well, this is what I can give. But giving from the first fruits, giving from the top, giving before we take care of our own needs, that's what requires trust. And that's what God is asking us, to put our trust in Him and not in ourselves and not in our own successes or what we've been able to accomplish or produce. And so let's strive to be generous as always, to trust the Lord, but to really try to give Him the first fruits, because that is what He deserves. And that's how we keep Him at the center. That's how we love Him above all things. That's how we make Him our priority. And that's how we guard against the dangers that our Lord warns us about in today's gospel. And this can apply to the message that we're about to hear from our bishop about supporting the work of the diocese and the annual appeal, but obviously it also applies in our support of our parish. And so at this time, we'll listen to the message from our bishop and just ask you to give it your attention.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.